am I so sleepy?
It's the end of the week.
Wake up! Wake up!
What have you got to say for yourself?
Thank God it's Friday!
Thank God it's Friday!
It's Friday. We get tired on Fridays.
You're not really much of a morning person.
You know, if it wasn't morning, I would have a drink.
Regardless.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Whenever you're ready, I'm all ears.
Let's go!
Yes, please, please, let's go.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears.
3, 2, 1.
It's showtime.
That's great.
This is ridiculous.
Right now!
Ooh. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
Let's do it.
Hit it! Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass, there's a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
It is Friday morning, September 24th, 2021, and you are now inside of the Morning News Express. And good morning to you. 98 days left in the year, 267 days into 2021, and you're listening to News Radio 930 WFMD. I am your host, Ryan Hedrick. Bob Miller joining me coming up at 6:10. Chris Murray continues to be off, but we will handle the business update coming up at 5:50. Nate Saunders, the very happy App State football fan, is in the house with news, checking in with you periodically throughout the morning from the award-winning newsroom. And, of course, the queen of the roads, Diana Gibson, has a first check of traffic on the 8th, along with weather as we go along on this Friday morning, giving you the best in local radio. And thank you for making us part of your morning as you rise and shine. Get up and at 'em and down the road to wherever you're going. You could listen to us on the WFMD app, a service of Dave's Cooling and Heating. And we'll check sports here coming up in a couple of seconds. If you'd like to get involved with the show, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Now let's check sports.
930 WFMD, Sports Update.
All right, we start off in the NFL, where the Carolina Panthers completed a 24-29 win over the Houston Texans, but they lost their top runner and one of the top NFL players, Christian McCaffrey, to an injury early in the second quarter. Head coach Matt Rhule:
I don't know the severity level of it yet, to be quite honest with you. I just saw him in there. Obviously, I have to wait and see, kind of MRI it maybe or something, to see. You'll see what the severity is.
College football: Maryland hosting Kent State this weekend. WFMD high school game of the week tonight. Linganore and Oakdale. Actually, Oakdale at Linganore. Game starts at 6:20. Kickoff at 6:30. Major League Baseball: the Nationals over the Reds 3-2. The Giants lead in the NL West down to a game over the Dodgers, with San Francisco's 7-6 loss at San Diego. And Ryan Mountcastle hit his 31st home run as the Orioles beat the Rangers 3-0. That is sports at 5:17.
Good morning, WFMD News. The Maryland State Highway Administration says Route 355 at Bennett Creek will remain closed through the weekend. The highway was damaged by flooding between Big Woods Road and the Urbana High School campus. The flooding also damaged the guardrail and embankment. SHA says it expects to complete these repairs by Monday, September 27th. A camp where almost 15,000 migrants had waited along the Texas border just days ago is now dramatically smaller. But across the river in Mexico, migrants in a growing camp woke Thursday surrounded by security forces. Both governments appear eager to end the increasingly politicized humanitarian situation at the border. The number of migrants at the border camp had been reduced to about 4,000 on Thursday morning. And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have endorsed COVID-19 booster shots for millions of older or otherwise vulnerable Americans. The move opens a major new phase in the U.S. vaccination drive against the coronavirus. A panel of advisors made the recommendation Thursday. The advisors said boosters should be offered to people 65 and older, nursing home residents, and those ages 50 to 64 who have risky underlying health problems. The extra dose would be given once they are at least 6 months past their last Pfizer shot. I'm Nate Saunders on Mid-Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.
930 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
Moving southbound on 270 in between Urbana and the Capitol Beltway, and then getting onto either loop of 495. 355 remains shut down and will be through Monday between Big Woods Road and Campus Drive. On 70 westbound, you're steady from Braddock Heights to Hagerstown or eastbound Mount Airy to Baltimore. No delays, 194 southbound from Tawnytown to 26. That is your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. For today, sunny, the high 72. Clear tonight, the low 51. For Saturday, mostly sunny, the high 74. Partly cloudy Saturday night, the low 53. Sunny for Sunday, the high 71. Back to work and school on Monday, sunny, the high 74. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit PJsRoofing.com. I'm Dean Fettis.
All right, Dino, 519 at WFMD. Back to work and school Monday because Frederick County Public Schools closed yesterday. And they have a short day today. It is fair day for kids in Frederick County. Always a good thing. 520 at WFMD.
It's 930 WFMD at the Great Frederick Fair.
The Great Frederick Fair is back. The 930 WFMD booth is back in Building 9. With live broadcasts in the afternoon, your favorite local personalities, giveaways, and more. Celebrate WFMD's 85 years of broadcasting. Listen for highlights from this year's fair. A service of Catoctin Mountain Orchard, Gettysburg Trading Post, and AMI Signs.
See you at the WFMD booth in Building 9 at the Great Frederick Fair.
A better you starts with a better routine. Start your self-care journey at Massage Envy Frederick. They will work with you to design a custom massage session around what challenges your life presents. Join Massage Envy today and take advantage of their new member starter kit and receive 4 complimentary vouchers for massage and skincare upgrades and enhancements. Now through September 26th, take advantage of this offer. Begin your self-care journey today at Massage Envy Frederick. Conveniently located in Frederick near Wegmans. Stop by today.
Martin Brower, the area's leading supply chain solutions provider for restaurants worldwide, is now hiring warehouse positions in their Manassas, Virginia location. Text MDJobs to 250-00 today to become part of a world-class team with a people-first organization and enjoy great benefits including dental, vision, and 401k. And first-year salary ranges from $62,000 to $86,000. Text MDJobs to 250-00 to apply. Martin Brower is an equal opportunity employer.
Little Sparky Electric specializes in commercial, industrial, and farm service work. Our services include troubleshooting, circuit breaker panel or fuse box replacements and upgrades, office building and parking lot lighting, generators, and more. Call 301-606-5181 or visit us at littlesparky.com.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
New school, new job, new home. Change is hard and can leave you feeling isolated. And divorce delivers one of life's hardest blows. The relationships you counted on are suddenly gone. But you don't have to walk through this alone. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has guided men through the challenges of divorce. You're not alone. Call Cordell & Cordell.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Fairfax area attorneys. Office in Falls Church. CordellCordell.com.
Got Alexa?
Just say open or start WFMD.
And you'll hear your local news and free talk radio station.
That is sweet.
Got Alexa? Just say
load or run WFMD.
It is 522 at WFMD and WFMD.com. The Premier Dental Arts Morning News Express is on the air for a TGIF Friday, September 24th, 2021, and ZZ Top performing last night at the Great Frederick Fair on the front page of the Frederick News Post. They look really old, and they're really iconic figures, but they were playing without their bassist, Dusty Hill, who passed away a couple of months ago. So if you went out to the fair and got to witness ZZ Top, congratulations. Love to know what you thought about the performance. I have not heard anything either way, but would love to know what you thought about ZZ Top. 301-694-9363. Waking up to more COVID news. Boy, I will be happy when I don't have to talk about COVID-19 anymore. And many of you out there may be saying, well, why do you? Because it's critical. It is infiltrating every part of our lives. I will tell you, I will never put the vaccine in my body. I don't care what you say about me. I will never put that vaccine in my body. However, many of you may have, and that's good for you. I applaud your decision to keep you and your family safe. And as long as I remain relatively healthy, I feel like I should not have to take the vaccine. Now, that may change depending on what my employer, WFMD, mandates. And if they do mandate it one day, then I have a very tough decision to make. It is not hands down. I'm not going to succumb to pressure to get the vaccine. And, you know, that's where I stand. That is my position. However, if you are somebody that has put the vaccine in your body to protect yourself and your community, I applaud you. However, the latter part of that statement is protecting your community is much more than just a simple vaccine. I was looking at a tweet from Clay Travis, the afternoon host here at WFMD, along with Buck Sexton. And, you know, very interesting to point out that more kids have been shot in Chicago this year than killed by COVID-19 nationwide. 302 kids shot in Chicago this year. 214 children, 17 and younger, have died from COVID-19. And did they have any pre-existing health conditions? Again, I default to that because it is the most important aspect when you're talking about COVID-19. So the Board of Education, Frederick County's Board of Education, is working on a voluntary coronavirus screening program the county's public health schools will soon implement for employees. In collaboration with the county's health department, Frederick County Public Schools have enrolled in the Maryland State Screening Test Program and is currently finalizing an agreement with a vendor and seeking state approval to move forward. Now, the first question I have is the cost. What is the cost of this program, and what is the reason that we are now asking people to get screened for COVID-19? Given the number that I just gave you and the fact that kids are relatively unscathed from COVID-19 unless they have that comorbidity, the program, which will provide PCR screenings and share results within 24 hours, will be part of the school system's strategy to limit the spread of coronavirus in its facilities. Remember, as we've been saying many, many times on this program, an outbreak, as determined by the Frederick County School Board, is two or more, a little misleading, but two or more. And this continues to be something that has held schools up. But to my knowledge, we have not lost a child, and thank God we have not lost a child to COVID-19. The position I take on the air every morning about COVID-19 is a serious one. It has decimated our country. It has rocked our communities with our elderly and sickly. But I think that we have to get to a point where we're asking ourselves, what can we do? Let's advance the conversation. What can we do to become healthier? What can we do to become stronger? What can we do to prevent future attacks? Because there are plenty of political arguments about what Dr. Fauci did, what he didn't do. And we're learning more about those day by day. And it will be uncovered one day. What's done in the dark comes to light. I fully believe that. But until we have determined and proven that the coronavirus was a biological attack from China, we have to get to a point where we're trusting our community to take care of themselves, not the government. It's my position that big government sucks. It does. We're looking at a national story this morning to tie it in with my argument. We have two things that really stick out to me federally. Down the road in Washington, D.C., January 6th committee sending off first subpoenas. Why? Why are we sending off subpoenas? The House committee wasting our time investigating the January 6th Capitol riot. They should investigate why police officers shot an unarmed woman. Another thing that sticks out to me federally, the White House, they started telling government agencies to prepare for a potential government shutdown. Good. Shut them down. Enough funding. You're spending enough of our money frivolously and recklessly. But then again, we don't care about that. We just care about keeping these big money jobs alive. They didn't miss a paycheck. during the pandemic. Did you? A lot of people did. A lot of people lost their livelihoods. A lot of small businesses lost everything they had in this community because they couldn't operate. But Walmart and Home Depot and Lowe's could, but you couldn't. And that is a travesty. So my hope, and it's only a hope, is that we stop stigmatizing COVID-19 because of the incredible misinformation surrounding the virus and what it is and what it isn't. We have now backed people into a corner where they feel pressured to get a vaccine. 529 at WFMD. It is Friday, TGIF. Bob Miller, the morning mayor, checking in at 610. We have a business update coming up in a couple of minutes, and we have Hollywood headlines right around the corner, all straight ahead on the Premier Dental Arts Morning News Express.
A man who died in a fiery crash last week in Dickerson has been identified. More on that next, WFMD News.
930 WFMD. Traffic and weather on the 8s.
270 southbound still moves at a good pace from Frederick to Rockville. No problem. 70 traveling eastbound from Hagerstown through Frederick and route towards 695. 15 is quiet from Pointer Rocks to Luckett's and Leesburg, as well as 340 eastbound Charlestown to Frederick. That is your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. Mostly sunny today with a high at 75. For tonight, mostly clear and 51. Mostly sunny again tomorrow and 74. Sunday, sunshine, high at 73. And on Monday, sunshine and a high at 75. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit pjsroofing.com. I'm Todd Edwards.
All right, Todd, fall is in the air for sure. 49 on top of Grove Hill Road here at Free Talk 930 WFMD. The lows overnight, great sleeping weather, 45 for the low. We do and are monitoring a flood warning in effect for the Monocacy River near Frederick, affecting Frederick County, including moderate flooding is in the forecast. Motorists should not attempt to drive around barricades or drive cars through flooded areas. Common sense is not always common. 531 at WFMD.
This is 930 WFMD and WFMD.com. Now, WFMD News.
A man who died in a fiery crash last week in Dickerson has been identified. Montgomery County Police say it's 20-year-old Blake Hunt of Boyd's. On Thursday, September 16th at 12 noon, police, fire, and rescue responded to the 19,700 block of Barnesville Road for a vehicle on fire with someone trapped inside. Firefighters arriving at the scene put out the flames and located a man's body inside the vehicle. Police say their preliminary investigation has determined that Hunt was traveling north on Barnesville Road when his vehicle left the right side of the roadway. It struck several large fencing poles and some trees before coming to rest and catching fire. The crash remains under investigation. And several firearms offenses have been filed against a Frederick man who was arrested on Wednesday. Police say 30-year-old Andre Brown was taken into custody at his home in the 1800 block of Delaney Court in reference to a straw purchase of a firearm. That's where an individual who had not passed the required background checks to buy a gun gets another person to make a proxy purchase of a firearm. Authorities say they served a search and seizure warrant at Brown's home and confiscated three long guns and handgun ammunition. Brown is charged with making a straw purchase to a prohibited person, unlawful sale of a regulated firearm, and other offenses. Frederick police were assisted in this operation by the Rockville Police and the ATF. WFMD News continues after this Fox News update.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. A House committee issues subpoenas for members of former President Trump's administration to answer questions about the Capitol riot.
Committee Chair Benny Thompson wrote, investigators believe each one has relevant information about the insurrection. The committee has scheduled interviews for October 14th and 15th.
Fox's Jill Nadeau. Among those subpoenaed, former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and former advisor Steve Bannon. The small town of Collierville, Tennessee, waking up this morning to the horror of yesterday's mass shooting that killed one and wounded 12 at a Kroger store. Bridgenetta Dickerson was there.
And he kept on shooting and shooting and shooting. He shot one of my coworkers in the head and then shot one of the customers in the stomach.
Police say the gunman killed himself. America's listening to Fox News.
There are currently 49,000 adults in Frederick County who remain unvaccinated against COVID-19. That's according to County Executive Jan Gardner, who provided an update Thursday on the coronavirus pandemic. She said there are 31 COVID patients at Frederick Health Hospital, and 6 patients are in the intensive care unit.
The majority of patients are unvaccinated. The nurses, doctors, and other healthcare workers are certainly overworked, and they're weary because they've been dealing with this for about a year and a half. And they know vaccines could prevent most of the severe illness from the people they are struggling now to take care of.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says Frederick County has a high level of COVID-19 transmission, and the agency is recommending everyone wear a mask, even those who are vaccinated. Gardner says the county's case rate is the highest among the Big 8 populated counties in Maryland.
So my message today is don't let your guard down. Carefully consider whether you should be gathering in large groups inside. And outside events, while certainly safer than inside ones, still possess some risk, particularly if they are crowded.
Due to these developments, Gardner says county buildings will remain closed to the public except by appointment only. And everyone inside these buildings should continue wearing masks in public areas and shared office spaces. One bill in particular received a lot of support during a hearing on Tuesday on the Frederick County Council's legislative package.
The council is being asked to support the Climate Solutions Now Act, which is expected to come before the 2022 Maryland General Assembly. Linda Norris is executive director of Envision Frederick County.
It would mandate the state of Maryland to draw down statewide greenhouse gas emissions by 60% from 2006 levels and do this by 2030, and require Maryland to achieve net zero statewide greenhouse gas emissions by 2045.
It would also require the adoption of conservation requirements for buildings and establish tree planting goals. The council is expected to vote next week on whether to support this legislation during the upcoming General Assembly session. Kevin McManus, WFMD News.
For more on that story, go to WFMD.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at 930WFMD. And at the Great Frederick Fair, a winning steer has been named. Ken Keeney, father of Jacob Keeney, who won Grand Champion Steer, said they knew they had a chance.
He's been showed a couple national shows this year, jackpot shows, and it's done really well. Our fair's later than most fairs, so it's a little harder here. You got to hold a steer off a little bit, so he still looks fresh at the end of the year. We didn't think it was a walk-in, walk-out, but we knew he'd be a contender.
He said his son put in a lot of work to having a winning steer.
Jake's a good kid. He's a hard worker, and he put all this work in himself. The last 2 weeks, he's been running around from farm to farm, helping a bunch of other kids. He's pretty good at fitting and showing, and he clipped probably about 8 or 9 steers for some other kids. He's proud he's my son.
The grand champion, named Q-Tip, will be sold at the fair this Saturday. I'm Nate Saunders on Mid-Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.
Hi, this is Darren Ahern with RE/MAX Results.
And Terry Kernan with Presidential Bank Mortgage.
We've got some fun and interesting anecdotes and the latest news on buying and selling homes.
It's your Frederick Real Estate Update every Saturday morning at 11 on 930 WFMD.
It's a beautiful time to visit Catoctin Mountain Orchard for Blonde, Gala, and Cortland apples. You can even pick your own apples Saturday and Sunday. Call ahead for picking information. Catoctin Mountain Orchard also has peaches, nectarines, kiwi berries, pears, and Concord grapes. The garden brings peppers, tomatoes, squash, cabbage, and kale. You can even cut your own flowers or pick up fall mums. Fresh fruit for better health at Catoctin Mountain Orchard. Online at CatoctinMountainOrchard.com. North on Route 15 in Thurmont. You can't miss it.
Catoctin Mountain Orchard. Farm fresh for your family.
It is time for the Hollywood headlines at 5:38, brought to you by Berryville Graphics. They have job openings now in Fairfield, Berryville, and in Martinsburg. Conservationist Dr. Jane Goodell launched her Trees for Jane campaign earlier this week in conjunction with Trillion Tree Challenge. The goal is to plant a trillion trees by 2030. That's the number of trees needed to offset most of the carbon dioxide produced from emissions from burning oil, gas, and coal that causes the planet to overheat. Now, if the stars are going to take a position like saving the climate, saving the planet, then they better get rid of their cell phones and some of their fancy cars that give off all of those emissions, right? Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have touched down in the NYC. They checked into Princess Diana's favorite hotel. They met with the mayor and the governor to visit the 9/11 memorial. What is the big deal with these two? I'm not sure, but they're just attention magnets for Page Six and TMZ and those stargazing outlets. Khloe Kardashian is hosting the first ever Candy Crush All-Star Tournament. She'll provide commentary for the in-app event. The tournament, which started yesterday, goes through October 7th. Any player above level 25 will be eligible for entry. And Chelsea Handler and Joe Coy were spotted holding hands at LAX. TMZ caught up with the funny couple and asked who's funnier. Joe, being the smart man he is, immediately answered that it was Chelsea. Even though the two haven't been dating long, she's already declared that she is in love. Wow. 5:39 at WFMD and WFMD.com. Now let's check traffic, MTA, and weather together.
9:30 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
355 in Frederick County remains shut down between Big Woods Road and Campus Drive. It should reopen on Monday. That's because the road was damaged due to yesterday's storms. As you are moving on to 70 southbound, it looks like a good ride. 85 to 495. No problems on 85 southbound from 270 down towards 28. And 15 northbound moves at a good pace. Frederick to Gettysburg. That is your 930 WFMD traffic. A service of Frederick Aaron Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
Diana, thank you very much. Let's turn our attention to Kurt Kroenke. It is Ravens Purple Friday, Kurt Kroenke, and I'm guaranteeing another Ravens victory, two in a row.
Okay. Well, we'll see how this one goes, Ryan.
And I won't put words in your mouth. Kurt Kroenke is not part of this guarantee.
No, I have not. I like to see what happens.
Yeah, you're a cautious.
And I certainly do hope they win.
You're a cautious optimist. That's what you are.
This is true.
Are you cautiously optimistic about the commute this Friday morning?
Yes, I certainly am, Ryan. Thank you very much. And we do have a delay on 890 from Frederick, operating 10 minutes late. It left Frederick at 5 o'clock, heading to a 6:40 arrival, scheduled arrival at Union Station, Washington. And train 872 is scheduled to make a stop in Point of Rocks at 551, Barnesville at 601, as it heads to a 709 arrival at Union Station. 892 leaves Frederick at 605 and Monocacy at 612 this morning. No reported commuter bus delays. For the MTA Transit team, I'm Kurt Kroenke on WFMD.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. For today, sunny, the high 72. Clear tonight, the low 51. For Saturday, mostly sunny, the high 74. Partly cloudy Saturday night, the low 53. Sunny for Sunday, the high 71. Back to work and school on Monday, sunny, the high 74. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit pjsroofing.com. I'm Dean Fettis.
All right, Dino, thank you very much. It feels like fall is in the air, and it definitely is right now. 48 on top of Grove Hill Road. Here at Free Talk 930 WFMD at 542.
Do you check your Google search results regularly? You should. People often get their first impression of you or your business online. Negative comments on the internet can impact your life and your livelihood. Take control of your online reputation. Get your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com. It may reveal negative posts from an ex-employee, upset patient or client, news article, legal issue, or even exposed personal information right there in your Google search results. Uncover what's lurking on the internet about you with reputationdefender.com's patented scan and get your free reputation report card. Or for immediate assistance with your reputation, call 800-644-7855. Our cutting-edge technology helps make your Google search results look their best. Call 800-644-7855. That's 800-644-7855. 800-644-7855. Or take the free scan at reputationdefender.com.
Tune in this Saturday at 8 a.m. for the Sports Medicine Center at MMI, our radio talk show that focuses on the most recent and relevant sports injuries that affect athletes ranging from the professional to the weekend warrior. It delivers an in-depth look at injuries that occur on the field as well as those that happen to us in everyday life. The Centers for Advanced Orthopedics, MMI Division Show.
Tune into The Flatline every Sunday at 7 a.m. on 930 WFMD. Join Rick Hughes as he communicates clear and concise biblical principles designed to awaken the conscience of the hearers and remind them of age-old divine norms and standards. You'll be inspired, motivated, educated, but never manipulated. The Flatline, Sundays on 930 WFMD.
Anytime, anywhere, you can listen to 930 WFMD, streaming live at WFMD.com.
It is 5:44 at WFMD. Well, a bunch of parents and kids were checking out the gorilla exhibit at the Bronx Zoo the other day when one of the gorillas started giving another gorilla. Well, it just, it was weird. The gorillas apparently started having sex.
Oh no!
Yeah, right. Like, what do you tell your kids at that point? Yeah, the photos are very weird, very strange. Animals do strange things, but we catch them in their natural habitat when they're in the zoo. Kind of. I don't know if they know they're in captivity so much, but very weird photo. Very telling, because gorillas really mimic the human being. It's 5:45 at WFMD. Well, the high school football game of the week tonight is on, and we have so much fun bringing these to you. It is Oakdale at Linganore, which promises to be a great game. Let's check other football action. There was a couple of football games last night, including a pro game. We check it. Sports, 5:45.
9:30 WFMB Sports Update.
The Carolina Panthers lost Christian McCaffrey. We're not sure for how long, because he left with the hamstring injury. Head coach Matt Rhule:
I don't know the severity level of it yet, to be quite honest with you. I just saw him in there. Obviously, I have to wait and see, kind of MRI it maybe or something, to see, you'll see what the severity is.
The Browns play the Bears. Odell Beckham Jr. trying to rehab a injured knee, bad injury at the end of last year.
I'm definitely looking forward to it. It's been a long time. It's going to be special. Like I say, it's been a long time.
And we're not sure if he'll play on Sunday when the Bears take on the Browns at 1 o'clock. Other NFL games: Washington football team, a touchdown and a half-point underdog against the Buffalo Bills. The Ravens taking on the Lions. College football: it's Maryland and Kent State. In baseball last night, Ryan Mountcastle hit his 31st home run, and the Orioles shut out the Rangers 3-0. The Nats beat the Reds 3-2. That is sports at 5:46.
Good morning, WFMD News. A man who died in a fiery crash last week in Dickerson has been identified. Montgomery County Police say it's 20-year-old Blake Hunt of Boyds. On Thursday, September 16th at 12 noon, police, fire, and rescue responded to the 19,700 block of Barnesville Road for a vehicle on fire with someone trapped inside. Firefighters arriving at the scene put out the flames and located a man's body inside the vehicle. The U.S. District Court of Wyoming has issued a federal arrest warrant for Brian Laundrie. The FBI said the warrant was issued pursuant to a federal grand jury indictment related to Mr. Laundrie's activities following the death of Gabrielle Petito. The warrant was issued for the use of unauthorized devices. Authorities on Thursday resumed their search of a Florida nature reserve for Brian Laundrie, who returned home this month from a road trip without his fiancée, Gabby Petito. And Costco confirmed it will start limiting purchases on essential household products for what has become a perfect storm of supply chain delays for many retailers. Costco's chief financial officer said they are putting some limitations on key items like bath tissues, roll towels, and Kirkland's Signature water. The wholesale retailer has already been warning customers to expect delays on select items. I'm Nate Saunders on Mid-Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.
930 WFMD. Traffic and weather on the 8s.
270 continues to move at a real good pace out of Frederick into Gaithersburg and Rockville. 355 going to be shut down through Monday in between Big Woods Road and Campus Drive. 70 east and westbound, a steady ride. Leaving Frederick, getting into Baltimore, no problems. 27 southbound from Westminster into Mount Airy, or 194 southbound, 2010 to 26. That is your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. Mostly sunny today with a high at 75. For tonight, mostly clear and 51. Mostly sunny again tomorrow and 74. Sunday, sunshine, high at 73. And on Monday, sunshine and a high at 75. PJ's Roofing. When it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit pjsroofing.com. I'm Todd Edwards.
All right, Todd, thank you. It is fall in the air, and it feels so nice. 48 degrees outside of WFMD in the beautiful city of Frederick. Checking area temperatures, 49 in Urbana, 49 in Gaithersburg. We have 45 in Thurmont, Adamstown, Buckeystown, Libertytown, and Woodsboro. It is the Premier Dental Arts Morning News Express at 5:49. We'll check your business next.
Looking for a career with a dynamic company that has great benefits, on-the-job training, and career growth? Join the Berryville Graphics team. Berryville Graphics has entry-level and skilled positions available in their press, bindery, and maintenance departments. Weekly pay, no rotating shifts, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, 10 paid holidays, paid time off, and more. Apply in person at one of their three locations in Berryville, Virginia, Martinsburg, West Virginia, or Fairfield, Pennsylvania. Berryville Graphics is an equal opportunity employer.
Gettysburg Trading Post. We buy, sell, and trade.
Getting low on ammo? Looking for a new-to-you firearm? Gettysburg Trading Post has a large supply of both. Gettysburg Trading Post carries the area's widest selection of handguns, rifles, and Maryland-compliant firearms. And new ammo is always arriving daily, so you can stock up. Cash and credit accepted. Call 717-334-3979 for more information. Gettysburg Trading Post. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 8, and Saturday, 10 to 6.
Where we buy, sell, and trade.
930 WFMD Business Update.
It is 550 at WFMD, and that means it is time for the business update. And Chris Murray is not available because Chris is doing what he does best. What does he do? He goes to Harrisburg and he
shows cows.
Shows cows. That's exactly what he does. Thank you, Bob. Bob's actually not on for about 20 more minutes. Nevertheless, we have, go ahead, Bob.
On Wall Street, stocks rose broadly for the second day in a row, reversing the losses for the week. Investors were pleased to have gotten some clarity from the Federal Reserve a day earlier that was not on the verge of raising interest rates. Now, U.S. stocks rose for the second straight day, reversing a sharp pullback at the start of the week. S&P 500 rose 1.2% to 4,448.98. More than 85% of the companies in the benchmark index notched gains. The Dow gained 1.5% to 34,764.82. NASDAQ rose a percent to 15,052.24. The Russell rose. Russell 2000 rose 1.8% to 2,259. It's up 1% for the week. Now, the rally put major indexes on the pace for weekly gains just 4 days after a broad sell-off on Monday and handed the S&P 500 its biggest skid since May. It knocked the Dow down more than 600 points lower. Now, the market's sharp swings reflect how quickly investor sentiment can change. With the market hovering at all-time highs, traders tend to see waves of selling as buying opportunities. Traders have been feeling uneasy about how quickly the Feds might elect to rein in some of the support measures it's been giving the markets and the economy. Those worries were allayed by Wednesday when the Federal Reserve signaled it wouldn't begin considering such tapering off of support before at least November and indicated it may start raising a benchmark interest rate at some time in the near future. The Fed said they will likely begin slowing the pace of monthly bond purchases made throughout the pandemic to help the borrowing costs low soon if the economy keeps improving. That's a look at your business update.
And I have one more bit of business, Bob. Costco Chief Financial Officer Richard Galante is saying the company wants to make sure it has essential items at stores, even as shipping delays and truck driver shortages make it hard to keep them on the shelves. During an earnings call, he said the retailer is, quote, putting some purchase limitations on key items, close quote. Those include toilet paper, paper towels, bottled water, and high-demand cleaning products. You mean, Richard, I can't go to Costco and get my 4 pallets of bottled water anymore? He did not specify how many each item customers will be able to buy. I guess I'll find out when I go there today. The new product limits are prompted by a different challenge than the ones in the earlier phases of the pandemic when stores saw unusually high demand for paper products and antibacterial wipes as customers stockpiled those goods
And Bob Miller actually sold those out of the WFMD studio. The membership-only warehouse claimed they beat analysis expectations on Thursday for the fiscal fourth quarter, which ended August 29th. Yet Galante said the pandemic has challenged Costco's supply chain and increased its costs, as other retailers have experienced the same thing. I wonder, and I'm just thinking out loud, I wonder what the average bill in Costco is. What do you think? Over, under 200, 300 bucks? About 300 bucks. How much money do you spend at Costco when you go? I try not to spend over $100, but that's funny because that won't be the case today. 554 at WFMD. The Belly Buster is straight ahead on WFMD's Morning News Express.
In the studio with Rick from Dixie Electric. Rick, with fall arriving, we hear about changing our smoke detector batteries, but what about other maintenance items around the home or office?
Bob, changing smoke detector batteries or replacing out-of-date detectors is important, but it is also a great time to change clock batteries, remote controls for the TV, all of your battery-operated items.
Well, what about my heating system?
The blower in the air handler, motor in the gas furnace may need oil lubricating. Changing filters and cleaning dust out of the grills or vacuuming the dust from electric heaters, removing lint buildup in the dryer and exhaust fan vents protects against fires.
Well, Rick, what about my electric panel?
The circuit breaker should be exercised. Turn them off and on. Push the test button on ground fault circuit breakers and the test button on ground fault receptacles in the kitchens, baths, and outside. Christmas is coming, and all new homes have arc fault breakers that have a test button, too.
So while it's still warm outside, test it now, just in case you may need repairs in the future.
Yes, don't forget to check outdoor lighting. The clocks will be falling back soon.
Dixie Electric, where the details do make the difference.
WFMD's Belly Buster, a service of J Day and the Day Home team of real estate teams. Frederick's first choice for all your real estate needs.
Cubicle should be illegal, man. You know what a cubicle basically says? It basically says, like, you know what? We don't think you're smart enough for an office, but we don't want you to look at anybody. So you're going to get in there and you're going to shut your face. And you just get in there and you're like hunched over, typing away. Around lunchtime, you pop your head up like a gopher, like, hey, Steve, you want to get a sandwich or something? I said, get in there and shut your face. I was just asking for a sandwich or something. God, I hate that guy. I really hate that guy. Pathetic, man. You know what I love about the cubicle? I always love the pathetic attempt to try to make the cubicle like a home. You know what I mean? There's always like a stuffed animal in there, or like a picture of your mom with like her disappointed eyes looking back out at you. Like, why have you accepted this as your lot in life? Why don't you walk out of this thing? Those people need to be rescued. You ever walk by a cubicle? The person in the cubicle always looks back out at you. Because they're starved for some sort of human contact. They'll just start up a conversation like, hey, hey, is it raining out? I haven't seen the sky in like 6 days. They don't let us look out the windows.
I can identify with the cubicle. So when I worked in Buffalo at a station that has the same frequency as this radio station, we had cubicles before the remake of the newsroom, and we used to pass news stories to each other through cracks in the cubicle. It was really weird. We used to pass breaking news to each other through the cubicle because we are too lazy to get up from our chairs, walk around the cubicle barrier, and hand the stories to each other, so we just used to pass them through the cracks. It is 5:57, but I will say that when they finally knocked down the cubicles, it was like the Berlin Wall. We saw each other. It was nice. 5:57 at WFMD. We'll check traffic and weather together coming up here in a moment. But, you know, our WFMD microphones are everywhere. And as Halloween approaches, Bernie Sanders is officially the first sexy Halloween costume of 2021. It is right in line with another personality who I won't mention yet, but we'll get into that a little bit later. But Bernie Sanders' costume is burning up the shelves, and our WFMD microphones picked up this.
Looking for hot, steamy chat? Then call 1-900-SEXY-BERNIE. The only chat line that lets you talk to Bernie Sanders.
So, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing a really puffy coat and some mittens. And I'm ready to talk to you.
Ooh, yeah.
So what would you do to me?
I would make you pay your fair share of taxes. Everybody needs to pay their fair share, not just the bottom 99%.
All right. So what else would you do?
I would take on those fat cats on Wall Street. They've had it too good for too long. Then I'd take a nap because I'm old.
1-900-SEXY-BERNIE. Bernie Sanders is waiting to talk to you. Call now.
And I can't wait to talk to him. 5:58.
9:30 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
270 southbound is a steady ride out of Frederick in through Gaithersburg and Rockville. As you're trying to move on 70 eastbound, no delays from Myersville through Frederick, making your way in through Howard and Baltimore counties. 355 remains shut down, and that will be the case through Monday in between Bigwoods Road and Campus Drive. 15 looks good. Emmitsburg to Frederick, a point of Rocks to Luckett's in Leesburg. That's your 9:30 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
Your 9:30 WFMD Skyscan forecast. It's going to be fall-like all weekend long with temperatures in the mid-70s and lows between 50 and 55 all weekend long. The WFMD Skyscan forecast brought to you by PJsRoofing.com. At PJs Roofing, they've got you covered. Coming up on 6 o'clock, the morning mayor straight ahead right here on WFMD.
News Radio 9.